O2 messaging service. The person you are calling is unable to take your call. Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Hey there. It's me. Your old best friend and your ex. Why did I say that? Why did I have to make it awkward like that? Honestly, I know you probably don't want to hear from me, and I don't even know if you still have my number saved. I thought it a miracle that you didn't even have my number blocked already. I just wanted to talk to you since I haven't even heard from you in years. You haven't been returning my calls, and I understand that. I know I deserve it after what happened between us, but it still hurts. I don't even know if you're still listening. As far as I know, I might be talking to the void after you deleted this message. If you haven't done that already, thank you for hearing me out. Well, to start off, how have you been? I know I'm talking to a voicemail machine right now, but I figured I could ask on the offhand chance you decide to return this call. It's just been so long. I want to know how you've been doing these past few years. Life's been okay for me. I've been getting by in college and my grades have been alright. Problem is, adjusting to the college life has been pretty hard. With the pandemic and all, high school was pretty much cut short. And with that, so were all of my friendships. Alone with no hobbies to speak of, feels like I've been put back in square one to before I met you. This isn't a half-assed way to ask you to take me back. I know how it went last time, and the last thing I want to do is put you through that again. You have your life, and I have mine. I won't do that to you. All I want to do with this call is just explain what was going on in my head when all of this was happening. No more excuses like before, I promise. I'm not going to justify anything either. I know what I did was horrible and wrong. All I want is for you to hear me out. I guess the best place to start is when we first started talking back in middle school. I know it's cliche, the whole "it started when I was born" trope, but it's still important. At the time, I was still going to church and just started out at the youth group there. Much like everywhere else, I was the loner kid. The one that just sat there, did what I had to, and got out when the little hand hit 7. I never really was too religious. I could just never gather up the energy in order to really get into it. I kind of figured, why bother when I can't even get myself excited to do anything about it, you know? At least for a little while, though. That changed when I met you. I don't really remember the details, but I imagine you were the one who approached me. One thing was for sure, though. We sure hit it off quickly. I'd seen you around, but I never talked to you because we never really had a chance before. But now that we could, we found out that we shared some of the same interests, like anime, manga, and all of that other weeb stuff. And we also liked sharing our other interests with each other. Before we knew it, the rest was history. Every time we were together at the youth group or some church function or trip, we always seen each other, talking like no one else was around. You probably know how much they shift us at the church. We were pretty much inseparable, glued to the hip. Even when you weren't there, I'd wait by the parking lot for a bit to see if I could spot the green car your parents would take you in. When you weren't, I was bored, basically just waiting for it to end. Without you, there was no point in going. Especially since for a while this was the only time I could see you during the week. All I could think about when I was there with you was, finally, I had someone to trust and confide in. Even with my deepest secrets. Finally, I had someone who would stay with me through thick and thin. No matter what. Finally, I had a best friend and I didn't feel alone anymore. The time we shared as friends was a time that I'll cherish for the rest of my life. I truly miss that, and I wish I didn't have to screw that up for us both. I thought that we had an unbreakable bond, but I was the one who proved it wasn't. I always got asked when we would get together by my family and the churchgoers, and I always denied it, so I didn't really think of you that way for a long time. It wasn't until high school, when I got you a teddy bear as a souvenir from a convention, until I really sat down and thought over my feelings towards you. What I ended up realizing was that there aren't a lot of people that wait for someone to show up, even though there was no way of knowing whether you were gonna. There weren't a lot of people that gave gifts like teddy bears to people they only consider friends. I realized that I didn't just think of you as a friend, but that I liked you. It took quite a long time for me to finally confess to you and to find out that you had actually felt the same thing. It was exhilarating. For a time, everything felt like bliss. Being in a relationship with my best friend I'd known for years felt like a dream. That bliss led me to my first two mistakes, though. I put too much stock in the relationship when it had just begun, and dropped the L-bomb and said I wished it could last forever before either of us were really ready. It was something that would have only led to disappointment and broken promises. At first, it was all sunshine and rainbows, but after a few months, I started noticing changes to how we interacted. The dates were always nice, but they often got so frequent that it almost felt less like us wanting to have a good time together and more like an obligation because we were dating. Honestly, it felt a bit draining for me. And I'm not going to blame you for that. Not in the least. We were young. Of course we were going to get a bit overexcited. It's just that I didn't have the maturity or even money to continue on like we were. Not only that, but over time, the physical aspect seemed to disappear slowly. Physical affection has always been important to me, and we had a lot of it at the start. One of my favorite things to do was cuddle with you. And we'd lay there for a while, enjoying each other's company. We weren't even allowed to kiss before our prom. Parents, I'll tell ya. Always so protective. But when it finally happened, it all started to seem a little awkward. When we tried to kiss again, it was as if neither of us were enjoying it. Let alone knew what we were doing. Most of that spark we had before was fading. And it felt like I had to initiate all the contact from me other than our cuddles. It almost felt like I was forcing all of that on you, and I hated doing that. After a while, I had to ask myself, what were we doing? Where was that spark we had when we were still just friends? Why was it that everything seemed to be falling apart? Was it just a phase we had to work through, or was this simply just not meant to be? Even after months of this, nothing was getting better, and our paths were going in different directions. I decided that things weren't going to work out and we had to break up. I didn't know how to break the news, though. So I led you on for far too long. Not only that, but I didn't even try to talk to you about what was wrong. And that was so selfish of me. When I finally decided to do it, everything about how I broke it to you was wrong. I asked some friends about it, and what they told me was... they told me to just rip the band-aid off. So I did. But instead, I ended up ripping it off as painfully as possible. I ended up humiliating you, tearing your feelings apart, and throwing away any sliver of a chance of us being friends again. I saw how you were hurting, and I just kept going. I said some things that I would never dare repeat, and I treated you like garbage. Just like that. I threw away the bond that I treasured most of all. I called you because for all of it, I wanted to apologize. Everything I did to you was inexcusable, and I understand you wanting to just forget about me. I'm sorry. And I don't want to ever hurt you like that again. This isn't me trying to ask for forgiveness or even a call back. You were my best friend. Someone that I should have treated with respect, even at the worst of times. And I couldn't even do that. Even after everything I did, I still care about you. And above everything else, I wanted you to know that. The point of the story was to tell you how much I valued your friendship. What I realized during our relationship was that I missed that time when we were still friends. When we just hung out and didn't worry so much about the little things. Some part of me wished that we had stayed that way, instead of the way it ended up. I just missed when you were my best friend. I guess the whole point of this was to just say that despite everything, I never once stopped considering you as my best friend. I want you to know that even if I never hear from you again, I still want to support you in whatever you're doing right now. I know that things can never be the same, but I still want to just be there for you all the same. I promise this will be the last call I make to you. Just know that I'll be here if you want to talk. Alright, I think that's about enough. If you're still listening to this, thank you so much. You have no idea what it means to me. Just know that no matter what, I will always be your friend. It's selfish, but a small part of me wants to think that just a little bit, you might feel the same. Bye.